The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well now, new reforms to childcare services will see public funding increase as well as a new workforce plan. And we're joined now by Elaine Dunn, Chairperson of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers, to talk about how this could help the sector. Good morning, Elaine.
Hi, good morning.
Now, have you any clue what they're going to announce today? Because we have a global figure, 207 million. Do you know how that's going to be dispersed?
No, we actually haven't seen any of the documents as yet. We know absolutely zero on this new funding model, which is why sometimes you wonder why the department put the cart before the horse, because surely it should have been given to the providers to have a look at before it was put into government, you know, for agreement.
Yeah, was there any representative of your sector in this expert group, so-called?
No, there was no provider representative at all in there, at all.
So you've no idea how this money is going to be dispersed. But obviously, I think the wage levels in the sector are something of concern, because it's going to be harder and harder in a, you know, an employee's market to find people who are going to work for the wages that can be generated by the fees that you charge.
No, well, at the end of the day, like, they're stating on this statement today that we are paying the minimum wage, or we're looking for the minimum wage for staff to come out of college and come into our sector. So you're asking a degree-led person who has paid a huge amount of money to get that degree to come out and work in our sector for $10.40 an hour. Crazy. I wouldn't do it, would you? You know, no one's
certainly
going to do
that. Not. But tell me this. Do you think they regard in some way this expert group or the government or whoever kind of regard childminders in this sector as kind of babysitters rather than skilled professionals?
Okay, we are skilled professionals. We are educators, you know, and we unfortunately are not under the Department of Education, but we have the same level of degrees now at this point when you look at what we're doing in college. You know, they're saying about the living wage. So when they go in for the ERO, they're going to look for the living wage. The living wage is not enough. We did a survey there a few weeks ago, and it clearly showed that 62% of our sector are paying over the living wage. Okay, so we know that now, and we have the data there on that from that survey. We also have the Mercer pay scale, which was done back in 2018 by CRAN and NCN. Okay, that has been sitting there. Nobody has acknowledged that pay scale, and it is there. And the starting point of that pay scale is €15.78. Now, that's more a professional pay scale and a professional wage for anybody coming out from a degree in college. Of course, you're going to come in and work in a sector that's going to pay that at a starting point. But are you going to come out of college looking at being given 10.40 an hour? No, you're not. And I wouldn't expect anybody either. You know, we need to respect these women and men that are in college studying for the early learning sector. We need to have respect and show respect by paying them a decent pay, you know, so that they can get their mortgages, they can pay their bills.
All right. We're joined also by Joan O'Sullivan, National Secretary of the Association of Childhood Professionals. Joan, I know we're jumping the gun here because we don't have chapter and verse. Do you have any insight into what this plan might contain?
Unfortunately, Pat, I don't. Ourselves, the Association of Childhood Professionals, were given an opportunity to feed into the two reports, but the first that we heard of them being launched or brought to government was in the media this morning. So unfortunately, no, I don't know any more than Elaine does or anybody else working in the childcare sector.
We're told this is a big initiative, but if you look at the numbers, and I don't know how many children there are in the sector who qualify for the sector, can you give me a number? Is it, you know, 200,000, 300,000, 400,000?
Well, I know that there are 4,500 childcare services in the country. So I suppose if you look at maybe an average of 50 of those, that would be around 200,000, I think. Now, I'm not a mathematician, Pat, I operate a crash.
Yeah.
But yes, there's a huge number of children that would participate in all of these services.
Yeah,
so it would be really great to know what the figures are.
Yeah, I mean, if that money was to be divided equally between 4,500 childcare providers, 207 million divided by what, 4,500 would be, 207,000, about 50,000 per service.
Okay.
That would not to be sniffed at if it worked out like that.
However, to wages, no. And look, Pat, one thing that I would say, I think Elaine touched on it there, we have to look at the quality of people who are looking after our children. We have staff with degrees who are working with very young children, and there's absolutely nothing paid into services for those. If a graduate is working with ECCE children, there's an amount that the government pays for those graduates. But if a graduate is working with younger children, there's nothing for them. And they have the very same degree. They're working with the same children who will grow up into the ECCE class. So we really need to do something about recognising our graduates, as Elaine was saying. And you know, her point about... I heard the point there about the Department of Education. That mightn't be a bad point. Maybe that is where we should be if we really want to be recognised as early years educators.
Well, that's the point I was making, that maybe they don't regard you really properly as educators, that that's fundamental to their thinking, rather than teaching, you know, regarding you as educators, as teachers, where properly you would reside in the Department of Education. You're kind of stranded in your own little island.
Yes, and I would just like to allay parents' fears. I read something in the media that the parents weren't feeling the effect of the National Childcare Funding. National Childcare Funding, every cent of that is passed on to parents, every single cent of it. We are administrators. I mean, if the department wanted to pay that money directly to parents, it might be better. It might convince parents that they're getting the money. But I can tell you that every penny that comes into our services or government schemes for children goes directly to those children. So the problem for childcare services is that there's a huge amount of administration work involved in that. And for that, for example, Pat, if I have a child who's attending my service full-time, 5 days a week, and they're on the universal national childcare amount, I get €28 per annum to administer that scheme, do all the recording for that child. That's how it works out. So if parents are worried about, you know, not getting the full feel of it, maybe it's because many services are pulling back from the national childcare scheme because there's so much work that goes into it and we really aren't getting paid for it. Now, the EWSS has been wonderful, and certainly we have had nothing to complain about with the EWSS over the past year. But that is tapering down now, so we'll have to see what happens after that and what this new proposal brings.
They could, of course, maintain that this is part of a continuum, that they are making progress, you know, year by year, bigger budget, you know, every single budget you get a bit more. This is a big amount that they're offering today, 207 million. But I'm just wondering, is the proper way forward to make sure that all childcare educators are paid by the state? Would that not make, even though they could be administered by you, very much like the private schools, that they be paid by the state? Would that not be the best way forward?
I think we'd probably jump at it. I don't ever see it happening, though, because I don't think that the state wants to expand its workforce to take in the 4,500 services. I think there's something like 45,000 staff. I don't think that the state wants to take on 45,000 extra staff with all of that entails. I think it suits government very well for that to be passed. I mean, the government always says they are not the employers of our staff. They don't want to be the employers of our staff. It would be great, I think, for our staff if they were. Pat, can I just mention one thing while we're here? I would really... I heard you talking to somebody about teachers this morning and saying that teachers are getting a nice one-day break and that with all the stress that they're, you know, that it's great for them to get it. I'd really, if you don't mind, like to just pay tribute to all those who are working in early years who have worked right through this year. From the 3rd of January this year, Pat, creches have been open. So they didn't shut down for those first months this year. They were open from the 29th of June. They were the first to open on the 29th of June last year. These are people who are so badly paid and have such close contact, you know, wiping noses and changing nappies and all of that. I really would love to see the early years educators, so many of them with degrees, every one of them with a qualification, better recognised. And I think today, when so many childcare services are also closed for the day, If any of them are listening in, they need to be praised for what they've done in keeping
Absolutely.
This country open.
And I think everyone would echo that. Look, my thanks to you both for joining us on the programme this morning. Joan O'Sullivan, National Secretary of the Association of Childhood Professionals, and Elaine Dunn, Chairperson of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. Thank you very much for joining us.